truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. June 17th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. 150 years ago, Virginia was a land of cavaliers and gentlemen. It was a state that gave us Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence and the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. It gave us James Madison, the leading author of the Constitution itself. It gave us George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights, which secured us the essential rights of freedom of speech, freedom of worship, the right to keep and bear arms. Virginia gave us America's most famous and talented generals, George Washington, Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee. It's a proud state with a proud history. But sadly, Virginia's own excellence left it saddled with a great curse. It borders the capital of the country that it helped to make so great. And as that capital has grown into a cesspool of corruption and filth, it has slowly destroyed the great state of Virginia. The epicenter of this decay is Fairfax County, which holds the outer suburbs of Washington, D.C. In 1980, Fairfax County had 600,000 people and it voted for Ronald Reagan by 30 points. Today, Fairfax has 1.1 million people and allegedly, we're told, that it voted for Joe Biden by 40 points. That's the impact of flooding D.C. with hundreds of thousands of parasites. Bureaucrats and regulators, lobbyists and lawyers, plus the low-wage immigrant labor, legal and illegal, who act as their servants. Fairfax County is why the Old Dominion is now a blue state. And thanks to that shift, life in Fairfax itself is becoming a radical left living nightmarish hell. Last night there was a school board meeting at a Fairfax middle school, and the purpose of the meeting at that middle school was to vote on rules that would punish students who refused to submit to demonic, satanic, transgender ideology by refusing to use preferred pronouns or by deadnaming students who have undergone sex changes at a middle school. A group of heroic local citizens showed up at that school board meeting to stand up against these groomers and psychopaths. Here's part of what happened there.
What are you, 5 foot?
5 foot 4, and also has a bayonet.
Are you just are you demeaning her military service right now?
Yeah, I am, because I have no problem doing that. Because I'm not like a
such
Zod.
America first, though, right?
Oh yeah, well, no, I love what America stands for, not what it is now.
Gay people, queer people, trans people are f-ing wonderful. They do not deserve to be harassed.
You understand that children are here that have been groomed by pedophiles.
T.R. Sartor is that ruggedly good-looking man you see in the video. So you've got a guy here wearing a mask outdoors in the sunshine carrying an umbrella. This is the man that is representing the future vision of what America should be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's really funny. And we've made jokes about this all over there. And I think I talked about it a little bit on the stream. You know, the only people wearing masks now are people who are fully boosted, who are quad boosted, five, whatever the number's up to now. I lost count after.
Yeah,
four.
They're watering their house plants with it, bathing their pets in it. I know it's.
Yeah, and these are the people, and these are the only people wearing masks. I'm sure there's a lot of boosted people that don't wear masks because they think they made themselves safe. But it really is funny to see people wearing masks because it really is just a sign of contrition.
So I mean, you had a lot of interesting conversations outside of this thing, and as a result of those conversations, I'm hearing that you weren't even allowed into the meeting. Is that true?
Yeah, the security guard outside, we didn't press him too hard because, like I said, we didn't want to get in any legal trouble or anything like that. But when we were asking some of these people, you know, there was a group of them coming out and we asked them, you know, why do you guys like grooming kids? Because they're carrying all these trans flags. They were taking pictures. One of the women, I use that term very loosely here, was carrying a water bottle with a pentagram sticker on it. Like, these are very evil people. And we asked her, like, why do you like grooming kids? And the security guard, who looked like a degenerated version of Michael Moore, if you can get more degenerated, came out and, you know, he started yelling at us saying, you can't be harassing these people. All we're doing is asking questions. We didn't put our hands on anyone. We weren't chasing anybody. You know, we were just standing around asking questions. And then he went back to go stand in front of the door. And apparently we were not allowed in.
So the only people permitted in the meeting
that is going to force children to be groomed and indoctrinated with this demonic, satanic, transgenderism ideology are the people who support it. But people who are opposed to this kind of grooming and child abuse and indoctrination and perversion and depravity are not allowed to voice that opinion. Is that what this is about?
I think there is a certain degree of silence. Now, I will say there were people out there protesting it that were allowed in. I think they saw me as a rabble rouser, which, you know, I was. And they didn't want me in, you know, asking questions that they didn't want to hear or standing up for these things. They were willing to let some parents.
But aren't these the most important questions? Why do you want to groom kids? I mean, isn't this the most important question that we could be asking in a meeting like this?
It really is. And that was really, you know, that's not harassing. That was the really bothersome part, is he's considering that harassment to ask these lone adults who didn't have any kids with them themselves, who are showing up with crates. They had several crates of different transgender flags, different, you know, satanic imagery, and all taking pictures with it, posing kids with it, draping these flags over kids. Now that is child grooming. And you got to ask these people why they do. And if that's considered harassment, we're in for a rough ride.
So what was the decision that was made at the meeting, or was it tabled?
I do believe it was tabled, but don't quote me on that. We're still figuring it out.
This is what they want to do across America. I mean, in all of our suburbs, countries, our country is great because of states like Virginia. And these are the states that are being targeted. It's not a mistake. I mean, Florida and Texas will probably be blue in the next 4 years, plus Virginia, obviously. Now they're telling us that overwhelmingly 40 points in a vote for Joe Biden. I don't believe any of this, but this is strategic targeting for states that we are told or have the illusion of being freedom-loving, freedom, liberty-bearing states that are deep red or even ruby red states. And now this is what we're seeing. But they're after our kids. I mean, this is the main goal, is it not?
No, it absolutely is. You know, especially in these areas of Northern Virginia that are so filled with wealthy DC people, you really see that flooding of left-wing voters into these what were normally right-wing havens. You know, I mean, it's not going to be long, I would say, before even places like Tennessee are forced blue because of the populations of places like Nashville and things like that. And Virginia is a great example. They've, like I said, they've flooded in with all these illegal immigrants. Then you have these wealthy DCites flooding out there for cheaper land. And they really are trying to squeeze out the conservative middle class of these states. There's no doubt about it.
I just have a couple minutes left here, but I got to ask you, because I'm really interested in your opinion. Why do you think it's so important for these people to indoctrinate these kids this way?
Well, especially in the case of the homosexuality issue, it's because they can't reproduce on their own. You know, that's the only way they can carry on is by grooming these kids into this lifestyle. And that's what they see as a victory. You know, we were told for so many generations that all these people want to do is live alone and, you know, be left alone, but they don't want to be left alone. They want kids to like what they like. They want kids going to their drag shows, and they want kids adopting their lifestyle as early as possible.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. T.R. Sarter, thank you so much for the footage, and thank you for being there to voice these opinions and to ask these questions. These are the questions that need to be answered. Thanks again. God bless you.
Absolutely. God bless you too, Stu. You have a good day.
Thanks, TR. Good day to you. So Sebastian Gorka was apparently at this meeting last night having what seemed to be a cordial conversation with TR until TR asked him, do you know Nicholas J. Fuentes? You know, the founder of the original, the real America First. Sebastian Gorka came completely unglued. Look at this.
What are your thoughts on Mr. Nicholas J. Fuentes? Yeah, he runs an America First show as well.
He's a scumbag.
He's a scumbag.
What a scumbag.
Why would you say that, friend?
Because he's a Holocaust-denying scumbag. He is one of the most reprehensible human beings and oxygen thieves on the planet. If you know him, this conversation is over.
I actually did a suit for the guy. I'm a big fan. We're streaming it right now to his website.
Say hi to Nick, Mr. Gorka.
You're not getting my... Nick Fuentes, you will burn in hell, you sad little boy.
I've never seen anything like that. That's disgusting. You know what? That Gorka is blasphemy. That's what this is. This is blasphemy. Gorka doesn't get to decide who burns in hell. So Sebastian Gorka is going to rant about how Nick Fuentes should go sit down and shut up or be silent or disappear or die and burn in hell, and then likely go back to his own fake America First show to discuss the importance of free speech or something. So, you know, I think it's important. I think we need to have a talk about Sebastian Gorka because he's all over Fox and Newsmax. He has influence on these countless web shows. Maybe you've seen some of his books floating around. But even if none of those things are true, you've probably heard him. Specifically, you've heard him with that ridiculous accent. Actually, that's a good place to start, his accent. It's fake. Gorka was born in the UK. He lived there till he was 22, but somehow he has this weird accent that even other British people don't recognize. Because it's fake. It's not because his parents are Hungarian or because he worked in Hungary for the first half of his career. Hungarians don't sound like that at all. It's fake. This is all Gorka affecting some weird accent to sound more exotic on TV. But then basically everything about Gorka's career is bizarre and a sham and fake. He's paraded around as some national security expert because that was supposedly his job when he worked in Hungary, but Gorka never even got a security clearance in Hungary. That means he couldn't work with classified materials. So that basically means he couldn't do security work there at all. It was all a sham. It was all fake. So why did they deny him security clearance? It's not because he was born in Britain or because he had extreme views. It was because pretty much everybody in Hungary considered Sebastian Gorka a joke. Here's how a member of Hungary's intelligence service described him directly. Quote, Sebastian Gorka is, how do you say in English, a peddler of snake oil. Unquote. To try and hype himself up as an anti-terrorism expert, Gorka would oftentimes brag about spending 3 years in a reserve unit of the British military. Specifically, it was an intelligence unit whose purpose was translating Eastern European languages, which would make sense since Gorka knows Hungarian. But according to a British intelligence official, the unit was, quote, a bit of a joke. But Gorka spun this as making him an anti-terror expert and suggested that he worked in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. There's no evidence that this ever happened. There's also no evidence that Gorka ever worked with MI6, the British equivalent of the CIA, but he told absolutely everybody in Hungary that he did. It's fake. Gorka always positions himself as this expert on Islamic terrorism. What exactly does that mean? Gorka doesn't speak Arabic or Pashtun or Chechnyan or any other language used by a lot of Islamic extremists. He's never even lived in a Muslim country. He's never studied Islam in any substantive capacity. Why is he an expert? Because after 9/11, he figured it would be good for his career to pose as one. It's fake. In Hungary, he failed. He ran for mayor of a small town, got completely crushed. So within 2 years, it was onto the United States. It's a good choice. This country always has open borders for the least impressive people from abroad. He bounced around to a bunch of think tank and academic and journalistic jobs because we had low standards and no expectations. We were happy to hand jobs, which could have been filled by Americans, to useless fake liars with fake degrees from overseas and fake accents. And that's the story of Sebastian Gorka. Just failing upwards endlessly until he became an advisor to the President of the United States. Whenever he appears on TV, it's always Dr. Sebastian Gorka. That's a lot like Dr. Jill Biden. When somebody insists on being called doctor all the time, it's a good sign that they're pulling some BS on you. And that's definitely the case with Sebastian Gorka. His PhD is a joke. Okay, I mean, lots of PhDs are bogus today, but Gorka's is bad even by comparison. His dissertation plagiarized several passages. The three references for his doctoral defense were two non-academics and an old political friend. These are the people who refereed his degree. So Gorka is a fraud. But hey, we could tolerate a fraud if he was still saying and believing the right things, but he's not. Gorka's an arrogant, self-important neocon shill with insane ideas. Go on Twitter right now, you'll find Gorka covering for the literal Nazis in the Azov battalion. You'll find him blaming Russia for the biolabs in Ukraine because they were built during Soviet times, as if that explains why they were still around 30 years later. If you turn on Newsmax, you can find Gorka raving about Vladimir Putin as a KGB killer and worshiping Ukrainian President Zelensky like he's God. Maybe he appreciates Zelensky because they're both phonies and likely both gay. I don't know. Gorka's been egging on World War III, demanding more weapons and more support and more intelligence and more money for Ukraine. He's complained that sanctions aren't enough, even as they're driving the entire global economy off a freaking cliff. This is all just fitting for Gorka's lifelong pattern. Last fall, he was whining on Twitter about the only good thing the Biden administration has done, ending the completely useless Afghanistan calamity. He moaned about us abandoning the women of the country, because all he could do is repeat the mindless talking points of people who wanted that war to last forever. He's a neocon. He brags about how great it was to kill Russian troops in Syria during the Trump administration, when we never should have been involved in Syria at all. Gorka's idea for fixing Libya after the U.S. broke it was to intervene again, to divide it up into three countries, reflecting the borders it had under the Ottoman Empire 150 years ago. Gorka is a sham and a joke and a cartoon. And if he was still guiding a Republican president, he'd drag us into World War III really quickly, just so he could pose as an accomplished expert while it happens.
Nick Fuentes, you will burn in hell, you sad little boy.
Burn in hell. That is disgusting. Sebastian Gorka is not God. Sebastian Gorka doesn't get to decide who's awarded the gift of eternal life. Sebastian Gorka better hit his face. We'll be praying for him. And we'll be right back.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalist. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Announcing right now, $1 trials for that premium subscribership. Not 10, $1, $1. Because we want to give you all the content in the world and save you money. And thank you for supporting this platform. Speaking of saving money, you've worked hard to save the money that you've worked even harder to earn. So you should protect it. Protect it from government theft and tax hikes and hyperinflation. Protect it with physical gold and silver. Protect it with GoldCo. Call my good friends at GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. I'm telling you, I've received countless emails thanking me for turning you on to GoldCo. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver or more with a qualified account when you call my good friends at GoldCo. Protect everything that you've worked hard to earn. Protect it from government theft and tax hikes and hyperinflation. Protect it with physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo right now, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Well, unless you're living under a rock, you definitely know the story of Mike Lindell. He's a God-fearing Christian. He's an entrepreneur. He's an inspiring personal story. Here's a man who hit rock bottom, but managed to turn it all around thanks solely to the power of Jesus Christ. And of course, Mike Lindell is a great American patriot. You know, when every other company is desperate to outsource as many jobs as possible to China and India and Vietnam and Bangladesh, Lindell built his business right here in America, in my own home state of Minnesota. Mike Lindell should be a hero to all Americans everywhere in the country. And really, he is to the majority of those who know about him and aren't completely brain dead. But our elite class sees Mike Lindell as somebody to be crushed. Pounded down into the ground, beat up, decimated, destroyed, completely annihilated, precisely because he's a real patriot. You know, there are a lot of fair weather conservatives out there. Countless. There's a lot of phonies and weaklings who take their cues from the left for what they're allowed to do and what they're allowed to say and what they're allowed to believe. There's a lot of cucks out there who acquiesce and fall silent in the face of intimidation or threats from that mob. Not Mike. Mike Lindell has always been a brave and outspoken true Christian and conservative through thick and through thin. When every other company was pressured by the left-wing media to stop advertising on Tucker Carlson, Mike Lindell kept his ads running. During the 2020 election and its disgusting aftermath, Mike stood by President Trump the whole way, even as the entire Republican establishment was abandoning him. And you know what? Abandoning you. Mike Lindell kept hunting for the truth about the 2020 election afterwards, and still to this day, no matter how much the media has trashed him, no matter how many companies have threatened to stop carrying his products, no matter how much money it has cost Mike Lindell, he is still fighting, because for Mike Lindell, God and the truth always comes first every day. And so to thank him for all of that, the other day Walmart announced it will no longer be carrying Lindell's products in its stores or online. No doubt because of his politics. We know exactly what this is. Honestly, the only surprise is that it took this long. Originally, Walmart was a success story much like Mike Lindell himself. Sam Walton was a Christian man who took a small general store and turned it into the largest retailer in America. But Walton has been dead now for 30 years. And that small business entrepreneurship died with him. Now that company is trying to destroy the very country that made its growth possible in the first place. Walmart's CEO has endorsed the terrorists of BLM. He's called for sweeping gun control laws. He stopped selling pistols in their stores and then stopped selling ammunition for them too. You can still get a pride flag at Walmart. But hey, Walmart has a reason to love tyranny. Their entire business model depends on China's communist dictatorship, manufacturing cheap crap to ship to this country and sell to you. All of those are good reasons to not shop at Walmart whenever you can avoid it, but instead to shop direct with real Christian patriots like Mike Lindell, who joins us now. Mike, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks for having me on, Stu.
This doesn't come as a surprise to me. I'm surprised that it took this long. But here is a company, the largest retailer in America, who puts China first and is punishing you, wanting to decimate you and destroy you because of your politics. It's obvious.
Right. You know, it's pretty sad, too. They took the route of Costco. You know, last year, right after when I was basically, I felt like the only one holding up the flag going, hey, we got problems. I got evidence. And as they started canceling, Costco was, they slow play it. They canceled out my reps on the shows and said, we're not going to do betting anymore. And I said, what? And I said, oh, it has nothing to do with the other stores canceling. Then they took us out of in-store. Then they took us offline. So Costco, over a course of 6 months, completely canceled us. But they were doing it so I wouldn't call them out. But they got called out in a very big way. Walmart took just a little bit longer, like you say, Stu. What they did, they took us out of the As Seen on TV section. We were in both the betting and the As Seen on TV. We're their number one product, so they told me, in history. Every year since 2012, when MyPillow was $59.88, number one $60 buy-through. $49.88, number one buy-through. $39.88, number one buy-through. Well, the As Seen on TV model, you spend a couple hundred thousand dollars in media, and it goes into their As Seen on TV section, the end caps and so on. And but then the product will die in a couple months. Well, MyPillow doesn't. It's that we spend $500,000 a week we have in media on all across all all the channels. Well, anyway, well, they took us out of that. That was, and that was probably about a 90% cut. Just whoo, you're done. So now you're in the betting section. Well, in the betting section, it, that started to grow, just started to climb up until May, early May this year. And we got our biggest order ever of this year from Walmart. And all of a sudden I said to my, my, now I've been so busy. I've kind of, didn't pay attention much. Well, then I look at Walmart and I go, and I pulled it up online. I go, why are the prices triple online than the rest of the country? So I asked my VPs here, my pillow. I said, you guys, what's going on with Walmart? And I said, oh, they're unresponsive for the last year. I go, what? And they go, yeah, they, and I said, we need to get this fixed, this online. We just got the biggest order. They finally got through to the rep at Walmart. And here's what he says to, he goes, yeah, we're going to be, I'm discontinuing your products. I, you know, should have told you here, we're going to be discontinuing MyPillow. So my reps tell me that. I go, what? After our biggest order? I said, what did he say that was from? He said, sales fatiguing. I go, we just got our biggest order. And so I said, get the CMO on the phone. We ended up getting a week later, the chief marketing officer, everybody. That's about as high as it gets. You only have two officers higher. So this is all of Walmart, their chief marketing officer. I get on a Zoom call. He said the same thing. Well, sales have been going down. And I go, no, they haven't. They've been going up. And I said, you are misconstrued or you're lying. I showed him the report and he goes, oh. And then I told him, I said, how about, I said, we need to go back in the SCN TV. I'll give you a pillow for $19.88, the lowest price in the history of my pillow, because I was very concerned about my employees, Stu, because this is the one product we make every day. Okay. This affects all my workers. I have over 2,000 workers. This is the one we make 100% here. Other ones we can't make here, like the sheets, because there's no weavers or spinners left. Anyway, that CEO or CMO, 3 days later, that they finally get a hold of the buyer again and say, hey, are you guys, are we going into the SCN on TV? He goes, no, we're going to look at, we're dropping you guys. We're going to look at 2023. I said, get that CMO back on the phone. So he gets back on, but he doesn't come on. This is 2 days ago. He sends his executive vice president of Walmart. This guy obviously is just paid to do one thing, put the stamp cancellation on you. And he says, get this. I said, our sales are up. What are you guys doing here? I smell a rat in the wood pile. And he goes, well, he says, we have a new thing. You don't have a 4.0 rating and you have like 3.8 or 3.9. I go, what are you talking about? Who, what rating? I said, your China pillows have good ratings? Or, you know, are you kidding? I've sold 76 million. People love my pillow. And he goes, well, we put in this rating system 2.5 years ago. I said, don't sit here and lie to me. I said, this is about canceling me. You guys, obviously, China probably got to you here and told, you know, it's all about, and he got the smirk on his face. I said, you're going to be all over the news. Then, Stu, they lied to the media and told everybody that, oh, we're still going to have my pillow online. No, they're not, everybody. If you go to Walmart.com and there's pillows there, they are not from my pillow. They've either Walmart got them somewhere else or they bought some or they're getting rid of their stock. They're lying to the people of America.
Yeah, they're putting China first. They're cutting American jobs. I mean, you produce how many jobs at my pillow? It's unbelievable. These people are cared for. Everybody who works at MyPillow that I have spoken with, and I've traveled with you, and I've spoken to employees and officers and assistants at your company, and they are all so incredibly thrilled to work for you because you treat them so greatly. Can't say the same thing about Walmart. And that's what this is really all about. This is what Walmart and these oligarchs want for America. This is the complete destruction of small American business, which is the backbone of the American economy, which provides independence and liberty and freedom to Americans, and this is what they want to crush and decimate, and they cut off the head by cutting you off.
That's exactly right, and I just got it. The Wall Street Journal just called me right before I came on here, Stu, and he asked me a couple questions. He says, do you think this is because you keep fighting for the election to get the election, the voting machines
gone?
Damn
right it is.
2020, and I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
I said, that's part of their plan. You got Walmart out there. And then he said, do you expect any layoffs? And I go, absolutely not, because you know what? We're like a big family at MyPillow. And I said, even through the China virus, I paid people even to do nothing. I felt bad. I'm not, we're like a big family. We take care of everybody. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, I have Hispanic, Democrat, Republican. We became like a, it's actually united us, Stu. We have, you know, we put everything aside. We're one nation under God. And I said, all this stuff that they're doing to our country and doing to that, you can do it. It's uniting all of us across this country as the people. And because everybody can see what they're doing to destroy. And it's not just the government. It's these companies like Walmart, all these, the big tech, all of them. And it's disgusting what they're doing. You know, I was up till 4:30 in the morning the night before last, because I was worried about one thing. I'm going, that Walmart was our biggest retailer of the one product, the MyPillow. And that's what I make. That's where most of my employees do every day, is make the MyPillow. They've been doing it for 15 years. And now, and I'm going, what am I going to do now? I have to fill that gap. So what I did, Stu, by the way, is that 1988 pillow we offered Walmart, you know what? I've offered it to the country, to your listeners, to your audience, and I'm hoping everybody responds, because we really need your help now.
Yeah, so go to mypillow.com/Stu, or use promo code Stu when you're at checkout, and you'll get this 1988 deal on this MyPillow. By the way, it's the only thing that my family sleeps on. We absolutely love them, and I'm ordering the mattress here, too, later this week. I got to get a new mattress, and I've heard that they're phenomenal. But I want to say something. And I don't want to dox her, because I don't do that. So I won't say her name, and I'll protect her privacy. But when we were on your plane on our way down to Georgia to rally for Candace Taylor, one of the people on board the plane said, you know, the most amazing thing about MyPillow is how many people, as a result of this business, have come to Jesus Christ. Yes. And to me, I don't really care about anything else in life. That is amazing to hear. And I love hearing that. And that's a testament to who you are as a person and the way that you run your business. Mike Lindell, I'm out of time. I got to go. But Mike Lindell, you're a true hero. You're a true American patriot. I know you through and through to be an absolutely upstanding, true Christian conservative. And I want to thank you for what you've done for this country and for what you're doing for our viewers now. Buy direct from a real patriot and a real Christian, a real follower of Jesus. And tell Walmart to screw off. MyPillow.com/Stu Peters and get yourself, or is it MyPillow.com/Stu? I think it's just Stu.
That's Stu.
MyPillow.com/Stu and get yourself the 1988 deal. Mike Lindell, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me on. God bless. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pillow's been canceled by shopping channels. They tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction, it's entrepreneur, it's a story, it's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news, what a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all, and God bless.
God bless you, Mike Lindell. You know, if you're dealing with stress and anxiety, if you're dealing with low mood, if you're dealing with sleepless nights, it could have something to do with a magnesium deficiency. Did you know that? Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, and read about the importance of magnesium in your body. This stuff fights depression and fights anxiety and fights stress and promotes good rest and good sleep and fights low mood. Over 75% of Americans are dealing with a magnesium deficiency and have no idea how important magnesium is to your overall health and your body's functions. Magnesium Breakthrough is the solution for you. Seriously, I've been taking the product and I absolutely love it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Oh, and if you like discounts, use StuPeters10 as your promo code when you check out and you'll get free shipping plus 10% off. StuPeters10 as a promo code when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Dr. Ariana Love says that she's found evidence of microspheres and tissue scaffolding technology within these bioweapon shots, and she's found something even stranger in blood samples taken from vaccinated patients. She joins us now. What could be more strange or more horrific than scaffolding technology or microspheres, and what the hell are those things?
Well, we're going to get into it. So basically, these are the the explanation to the technology that, you know, Dr. Jane Ruby has been asking the medical community to come forward for months to explain what this is, that came from embalmer Richard Hirschman, and that Mike Adams reported on and analyzed under the microscope in real time on InfoWars just a few days ago. So I'm going to explain what that technology is. And I'm, even though it took me a couple days of research, I'm going to make it look easy.
Okay. So you always do.
These are nanowires. The long strip wire that Mike Adams zoomed in on, it's a nanowire. They're superconductor batteries that run on lithium. They're used for tissue scaffolding inside the body. And I wrote about the tissue scaffolding technology back in December in my article entitled Quantum Dots DNA Barcoding, Nanorazors, and the Israeli State. So there are patents on this. One is owned by Nokia. Another patent entitled Nanowire Arrays for Neurotechnology and Other Applications. We're going to go through the studies. So that another study entitled from 2010, it's entitled Internalization of Ferromagnetic Nanowires by Different Living Cells. And these nanowires are widely used in modern biology and medicine. They're magnetic and highly toxic. They're used for internal magnetic resonance imaging, localized radio frequency heating, and applying medical stress in magnetic tweezers and drug delivery. So they do release toxic gases. Another study entitled Hydrophobic Copper Nanowires for Enhancing Condensation Heat Transfer. So copper nanowires are used for phase change condensation heat transfer. They're superconductors. Then there's a study entitled Internalization of Ferromagnetic Nanowires by Different Living Cells. Ferromagnetic means iron or nickel is being used and they are magnetized. Now, the nanowires that Mike Adams zoomed in on, I think they are gold nanowires. There's a study entitled Ultra-Thin Gold Nanowires to Enhance Radiation Therapy. This was developed to treat tumor cells and destroy tumor cells. It's now being obviously abused. The presence of gold nanowires cause elevated lipid peroxidation and intercellular oxidative stress under radiation. This is very bad for the human body. I mean, they can literally fry people on the inside using microwave frequency. And this is why vaccinated people are being reporting of being tortured through EMF radiation, you know, and because there's electrical activity in the body. Another study entitled Macroporous Nanowire Electronic Scaffolds for Synthetic Tissues. This is a lab on a chip's pharmacological platform and a hybrid 3D electronics tissue materials for synthetic biology and tissue construction in the body. They're using planar devices. These are used to probe electrical activity near surface of the heart, brain, and skin. They're transmitters, they're transistors and receivers. A quote from the study, this is nanoelectronics throughout biomaterials and synthetic tissues in 3D using macroporous nanoelectronic scaffolds. They are using silicon nanowire field effect transistor-based nanoelectronic biomaterials given their capability for recording both extracellular and intracellular signals with subcellular resolution. inside and outside. Yeah, exactly. They are recording activity and transmitting it externally. That's what the nanowires are for. They're also called detectors, metal electrodes, carbon nanotube, nanofibers, or nanos. They are.
So why are we just now finding this? Well, I mean, it's been a year. We've basically found a whole kitchen sink now to be in these vials. Where does all this information keep coming from? And how do we know that it's real?
Well, I just decided to research it after I saw, you know, it aired on InfoWars. I thought I would help with my research skills. And lo and behold, this is what I found. These are microelectrodes. They're nanoscale semiconductors and flexible stretchers.
So when somebody says that they're feeling controlled or they're feeling surveilled or they're feeling like there could be an issue with 5G or other, you know, signals sent through the air, these are the devices inside of the shot that then enter the human body that make all of that manipulation possible?
They're all over the human body. And it's for tissue scaffolding. They are building artificial tissues inside of humans.
So it really is the definition of transhumanism. That's what this is.
Yes. Yes, this is what this proves. There's another study entitled Tissue Engineered Blood Vessels. It's from 2005. They've been engineering blood vessels since then. Another study, researchers grow new blood vessels in just 7 days, from 2014. So China, 2020, constructing blood vessels. Another study, bioactive polymeric scaffolds for tissue engineering. This is what they're doing. They're growing these nanofiber structures that were pulled out of vaccinated corpses. They are artificial tissues. That's what it is. They are constructing artificial veins and artificial tissues inside of the human being. There's five different materials that are being used. They're synthetic natural polymers, and they are elastic. The most commonly used is a polyester polymer. It's among the most, it's synthetic polymers. The good news is that it is biodegradable. So the vaccinated, you know, it will go out of the body eventually, or can potentially.
All of this stuff goes out of the body eventually? Everything that you're talking about here?
I don't know if all of it does, but I know that the polyester polymers do. Then there's a silk fibrin, which is a protein component of silk. It gives biocompatible properties with the human body. That's what I think the brown microfibers were. It's like, that looked like kind of like tree bark that Mike Adams was analyzing. I think that that's what this is. It comes from insects and worms. It's extruded from them. It's got a high tensile strength. So literally they are growing and using, it's cross-species genomics. They're using other species and growing it inside of humans. They're using collagen for bone construction, and they have a couple other types of, you know, I'll publish this on my blog so people can research it.
So there are receipts, there are documents, there is evidence that proves that everything that you're here and saying right now on this program actually does exist in these shots.
Absolutely. I didn't even get into the patents. This is just in the studies. What the technology was developed for was to kill cancer tumors. So why are they injecting this into children, healthy children? Another thing I want to mention is the organoids that we talked about last. I wrote an article called Pharma Exposed: Autism Spectrum Disorder is Targeted Gene Deletion. It has the studies in there. These organoids are used for constructing a new brain inside of humans and for constructing a new neural network for external control. It's real. It's here. They're also using microspheres. This is what Dr. Zander Botha found and reported on your show. This is used also for tissue engineering and scaffolding. It is a delayed release technology. So it can release its payload weeks, months, even years later, and it can be externally controlled through EMF transmission.
Specifically, where can people go and find all of this stuff? Because this is just so much. I want people to be able to slow down and read this. So where can they go?
They can go to my website, ambassadorlove.wordpress.com.
Ambassadorlove.wordpress.com. And we will also take that and post it at redvoicemedia.com so that everybody can see
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'll have it ready for you by the time this is out. There's just one more thing I want to mention. This is just horrifying and people need to be aware of it. There is a study called Breathing Life into Engineered Tissues Using Oxygen-Releasing Biomaterials. This study reveals that the artificial cells are feeding off your blood. That is how they grow and survive. And this may explain the strange clots that we're seeing. They're using human umbilical vein endothelial cells to grow these artificial cells. Another study, and this is the last one, generation of differentiation of microtissues from multipotent precursor cells for use in tissue engineering. This study reveals that the microspheres are using unrestricted somatic stem cells from human umbilical cord blood. This would explain what the baby harvesting, trafficking stem cell operation in Ukraine is all about. To put this stuff, this technology into these vaccines and inject it into healthy humans.
That makes me so angry. Dr. Arianna Love, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Ambassadorlove.wordpress.com if you want to go there immediately. Otherwise, when it's available, we will also have it at redvoicemedia.com. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, it's been 2 months since we debuted Watch the Water. Since then, 8 million people have viewed that documentary just on Rumble alone. The investigation of a possible link between venom and the COVID-19 pandemic didn't stop there. Jonathan Otto has been working alongside Brian Artis, who developed the venom hypothesis. The two of them have produced a new film together focusing not just on snake venom, but another venom that's far less well known. Until this very moment, did you even know that shellfish can be poisonous? Well, they can be. Specifically, there's saxitoxin, which is present in oysters and clams all around the world. Saxitoxin causes paralysis, and in high enough doses, it kills you by rendering you unable to breathe. Well, this, of course, all got our government's attention way back in the Cold War. The military developed it as a biological weapon. In 1969, Nixon ordered the destruction of the U.S. bioweapons program, but of course the CIA simply ignored that order and kept experimenting with it anyways. They used the shellfish poison to create a heart attack gun, which would hit a person with a dart of shellfish poison, kill them within minutes, and leave them dead without a trace of what really happened. A bizarre weapon was supposed to be the last we'd heard about shellfish poison in the United States government, but Jonathan believes the truth is anything but that. You can learn more about this series at covenomseries.com. Jonathan also has several other projects exploring how to counter the side effects of COVID vaccines and a whole lot more. Jonathan joins us now. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Stu. It's a privilege to be with you today.
Yeah. So is the heart attack gun still being used?
That's a great question. Well, I think that one of the things that we have to analyze with that discovery, the declassification that happened in 1975 with the CIA, which was filmed. So that congressional hearing, you can watch the film, you can read the transcripts. And in there, they did talk about not only developing that weapon so that they would actually be able to shoot people with it and it would dissolve in contact, it was frozen in ice, but they also talked about the fact that it was also being experimented on with water supplies. And they were poisoning buildings. In the case of the FBI building, the CIA introduced their venoms into the water supplies to see whether the covert biological attack would be discovered. And they said it wasn't. And they were using the paralytic clamshells and various conotoxins. That's all detailed.
So, I mean, this is just a case where they could just be using it and say, no, we're not, because there's no trace of this anywhere. Can regular people get their hands on this stuff?
Well, in terms of you could purchase venom, anyone can purchase venom, and it's a peptide of venom, which is what the 2012 Department of Justice, it appears on the Department of Justice website, where it's explaining that conotoxin poisoning would be a cumbersome process if it was carried out as a large biological attack. They detail this. If it was carried out as a large biological attack, it would be a cumbersome process to obtain that number of conotoxins. So it'd be much more likely to be a laboratory lab manufacturer of these. So because of that, they are actually readily available. People from the public can even access them. And so if that's the case, you know, would these agencies and organizations still be carrying out these attacks? I don't think we need to hypothesize, because it is showing up in blood, urine, and feces of COVID-19 patients and not in control groups. Meaning if you don't have COVID, in the particular studies, the Italy study that was released in October of 2021, showed that the control group didn't have any of these venoms, whereas the ones that did had what was listed as toxin-like peptides, almost identical to venoms of animals. And so that they're saying it's almost identical, which is meaning that it is, that's a covert way to explain this is laboratory made. It's replicating exactly what it, how
it's made in a bioweapons lab. I mean, that's why we have these bioweapons labs all over the place. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is a nice name that weak-minded people will just accept, but it's actually a bioweapons lab. That's why there are 46 bioweapons labs in Ukraine, the honeypot for the deep state, the people who do want to kill you and wish you dead and disappeared and gone because you're a useless eater. You know, Brian Artis told me that he felt like God put him up to this Watch the Water documentary that we did. That he felt the need, God was telling him, I need to tell people about this. This has really been a godsend because now look, this has opened up so many different doors when you start talking about venom. And now everywhere people are talking about these peptides and being found in these shots and in the virus itself. And as you mentioned, in the stool and urine samples of people who have this, whatever this COVID-19 chemically engineered, man-made, intentionally released fake respiratory virus is, it's envenomation. The same thing with remdesivir. This is envenomation as well. But you said that you have some theories as to how to counteract the effects of these shots if people are having jab remorse.
Exactly. And you have an example here, even on this FBI test, in the declassified document, which you can download from senate.gov, it says, you go down to page 242 on this particular document, and it says that when the venoms, it talks about the colophage, which is it's a bacteria that works in collaboration with these venoms and viruses. And what it found was, based on chlorine levels, the colophage would be killed immediately. That's what it said. So it was explaining, in essence, that chlorine is actually something that is an effective way to disarm these venoms. And then you find that with the demonization of hydroxychloroquine and also the demonization of chlorine dioxide and how powerful some of these agents are to help destabilize the way that these venoms are actually affecting the body. But there's many different treatment approaches to consider when somebody is injured either from the vaccine or has long COVID. For example, the Italy study was showing that the issue that they were uncovering was showing that the envenomation, and in this case, it was 36 different types of venoms. And people should look at that. And I'm sure you'll be showing some of these documents as we're chatting. But in table one, it showed 36 different types of venoms, the Malayan crate, the Uruguayan coral snake. This is a peer-reviewed study, the Malayan spitting cobra. And I spoke a lot about conotoxins, and the conotoxins is actually 15 of them, and then one starfish. And so these are going to have different types of reactions in the body. But the key is to look at how do we disarm these types of proteins? Because whether we now know that the spike protein is really a code for snake protein or protein, venom-based protein. And what you have to look at is how does the body naturally remove these types of proteins? Well, it does it actually through fasting. One of them is fasting. Intermittent fasting is something that anyone can do. But a three-day water fast, I've had doctors that have been on my show, like Dr. Henry Ely. He had 8 patients have severe COVID-19 vaccine-related injuries. One of them, huge neurological issues. And they were able to use a 3-day water fast using proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes are enzymes that break down proteins, because these are proteins, we break them down through fasting and through taking enzymes. And he had each of these 8 patients have what you would document as a complete recovery. So there is some amazing things when we're open-minded to the realities of what people can do. Nicotinic receptors are affected. That's what this study talked about, the Italy study. And nicotine is a treatment. People are getting their symptoms relieved and seeing their lives come back together through using these types of things.
Put on a patch, chew some nicotine gum. I mean, I just can't believe that we are where we are, Jonathan Otto. I mean, when I was growing up, I know the big debate was about whether or not the freaking food pyramid was accurate, or if kids should really be having that much milk or that much grain or that much protein. I mean, that's what we were talking about. And here we are in 2022 talking about how to counteract envenomation that's being perpetuated by the government that wants you dead as they manufacture and release bioweapons to kill off 7.5 billion people around the world. Go to covenomseries.com. That's covenomseries.com, and check out everything from Jonathan Otto. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu. I appreciate you.
You know, you can get that chlorine dioxide from Christopher Key at the Vaccine Police for nothing, for free. He just sends it out to people. He asks for donations. If you want to give a donation, go to vaccine-police.com. This guy will really help you out. I got to think clearly about all of this stuff. You need an on switch for your brain without requiring the snooze button to be hit 4 or 5 or 6 times every morning, or perhaps that required cup of coffee or caffeine. Maybe you need dominance in your life. Maybe you need some added aggression. Maybe you need some added clarity or some focus. Maybe you need some relaxation. All of these things can be achieved with the great products from Newtopia. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, and check out the custom brain supplements. When you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, you could actually fill out a little questionnaire about yourself, what your attitude is like, what your mood is like, if you're getting good sleep, if you are awake and alert, if you're processing information, if you're fragmenting information, all of these things, and a custom formula can be put together for you. Maybe you work out and you want some added aggression, or you're fighting and you want some added aggression for fight training, obviously, or real fights. I don't know. We all need to be in warrior shape. All of these things can be achieved with the brain supplements that are totally legal, 100% safe, and non-addictive from Newtopia. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com, the premier sponsor here on the show. Until tomorrow for my extended interview. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, but to be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do...